All right, Staff Sergeant Force, can you tell me your name? Staff Sergeant, what's your first name?
Jesse Flores.
Jesse, and what 824th Engineer Detachment?
Yep, we're at Baraboo, Wisconsin, down by the Dells.
Okay, yeah, you're not far from here.
No, not at all.
And so, how long is this stretch of sidewalk that you're working on?
Right now, we are working on 100 foot. That's our intended goal, is to do 100 feet at a time, so this way we don't bite off more than we can chew.
Right, and you said when you got here, you encountered, it was raining when you started, so.
It had been raining, so I live over in Sparta. So yeah. I know it's been raining for the past month pretty pretty intensely.
And so the ground's been saturated. It looks like you had to dig it all out, put some new aggregate in there.
Yes.
And now you got the forms up. How much concrete you think you're going to need for this entire project?
This portion right here is going to be about 8 yards.
8 yards? And you've been working on it for how many days now? Four?
4 days, but let's not get ahead of ourselves here. It's been about 3 hours one day, 3 hours the next day.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, today was a decent day. It was about 8 hours. And then today, so far, it's about 8 hours.
Yeah, you've been here all day today because you have decent weather finally.
Right.
When you're all said and done, how many hours do you think you'll have into this particular project?
About 20 hours.
20 hours? Okay. And how good is this for the training for your unit?
Well, we are a concrete detachment, so starting off with these little projects, because most of these guys are pretty green, they don't know a lot about it.
Okay.
So the more practice they can get on these smaller projects, when we get into bigger projects or more high intensity projects, then they know what they're
right. And you guys could do everything from this to road paving, correct?
We can't exactly do road paving because we don't have the correct equipment for
okay.
it. We are just a small detachment to do sidewalks, okay. flat pads.
Okay. You could do like patios and things like that too.
Yes.
Okay. What is the MOS for your particular crew?
So for most of my people, they are 12 Novembers, which
okay.
is heavy equipment operators.
Oh, okay.
Myself and one NCO and two soldiers are 12 Whiskeys, which are carpentry masonry specialists.
Okay.
Myself, I'm a construction supervisor. So.
Okay. So the 12 Novembers can do this along with running the heavy equipment.
Right.
That's all. Anything else you want to add about just being able to do a true project for Fort McCoy?
Oh, yes. It's wonderful being able to come out here. We love coming in Fort McCoy. It's nice and close to home.
Especially for you. This is your backyard.
Right. And we get to make Fort McCoy look great.
Yeah. And
or
I know Larry.
Try to, at least.
Well, I know Larry appreciates it because he gets a lot done. And
yes.
Not only you get training out of it, but we get work done for the installation as well.
Right.
And this is a highly used sidewalk, as you know. So.
It sure looks like it's been used for quite some time.
Yeah.
Pretty hard, too.